Let the bashing begin. Morning, Mike.
I don't have to bash them. Their play speaks for itself.
I was expecting to wake up to a text this morning.
Nah, I mean, you know, you can't celebrate the obvious. The Yankees are inferior. I mean, you know, celebrating that's like, you know, celebrating the sun comes up.
Anyways, Tampa Bay and the Dodgers are on the verge of clinching their series.
Houston, too. Yeah. They blew it yesterday. Should have clinched yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I saw a portion of that game because that was earlier in the day. But I just can't stay up, you know, getting up at 3:30. And then we lost the power last night anyways for a while at my house.
Yeah, they had Houston had I think it was a 7-4 lead, and then they lost it. And then Oakland brought in their number one closer and pitched three innings yesterday. So they won the battle, but they're going to lose the war because they have to win today and tomorrow. And without their closer, he's shot. So, you know, they won one game, but Houston should wrap that up today. Yesterday when I was on my way home from school, I was texting with a friend of mine, and I told him, I said, Tanaka won't make the fourth inning. He says, oh, he'll beat them. I said, he's going to get rocked.
Oh,
and the guy kept shooting his mouth off. I said, I bet you $500 he don't make it to the fifth inning. Guess what? Three innings. Sayonara. He got hit deep and often last night, and the Yankees got pretty smacked around yesterday. And guess who their starting pitcher is today?
I have no idea.
With all their pitchers and everybody they signed, Montgomery's starting for them. Tampa Bay eats lefties for lunch. The Yankees are up against it today. And the Dodgers, they beat the phony Padres last night. They should take that today. Kershaw pitched okay, but he still didn't go real deep, and that's been his M.O. forever. But it looks like the cream of the crop's coming up. It's going to be the Braves against the Dodgers and Tampa Bay against the upstart Houston Astros.
All right. How about this? The Patriots once again had another COVID-19.
Pull a plug.
Here's why you say, I just don't know why. You know, it's like all these major league sports leagues. This patchwork. Putting these leagues things together just has taken, for me, all the fun out of following the league long term, even though I'm a Giant fan in football, and the Giants stink and the Jets stink and everything like that. But still, there's a nice pattern to pro sports that you have to play over the long term to prove who the best is. And that's all out the window here with both baseball and football this year. I mean, hey, the teams that win the championships, they should have an asterisk. Congratulations to them. They did a great job. But it just doesn't feel right. I don't know.
Well, baseball screwed themselves up by putting 16 teams in the playoffs. 60 game season's not long enough, but after 60 games, you pretty much have an idea who's competitive and who's not. So that's probably why they opened it up to 16 teams. But the integrity of your playoffs is there. Your league division series, your league championship series, and your World Series, they're all the same. And I would go out to say 98% of the teams that are playing in it would be playing in there even if they played 162 games.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But I still don't think that they'd be in. I don't think the personnel isn't challenged as much as
personnel aren't challenged at all anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball is a weak product no matter how you look at it, whether you play 60 or 162 games. It's a weak product, and it's being exposed in the playoffs because there's some teams in it that people thought were good, and they're not. They're not good. They're fundamentally terrible. I heard one of the announcers on MLB saying the other day, the fundamental of base running is totally gone. He's never seen such bad base running since he was 8 years old playing in the Little League.
Well, there's
and it's true.
Bad base running. There's turning the double play. There is no
double play. There's no hitting behind a runner. Outfielders miss balls. Pitchers can't hit strikes.
They don't hit.
Two innings is a good outing for a pitcher. I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. But that's the way baseball is. Football, on the other hand, I mean, you have people playing football going to jail every week. How do you expect them to follow a protocol so they stay healthy?
You know,
they obviously don't care. So the best thing to do to people that don't care is pull the plug on their money supply, so then maybe they would care. So If my opinion, if the NFL nixed this season and nobody got paid, you might see a better product next year, meaning that the players act like players and not like hoods.
All right. And, you know, I'm a Giant fan, and this year is a lost year, and it's going to be a good year to get the quarterback.
This is his third year, though, isn't it?
No, this is his first full year. He started four games into the season last season.
That was it? Just last year he started?
Yeah. So, wow. And they were already 0-2 when he came in the season, and then he missed two games due to injury. But here's what I don't understand. You draft a quarterback, number one for yourself, Washington. They've benched their quarterback that they drafted, Haskins. Now, you got to give the kid, like I said, you're not going to find out really. You got to give him more than 8 to 10 games to prove himself. I mean, when you draft a young quarterback, you better be willing to bite the bullet for at least 2 years. To see what they do.
Yes and no. I mean, you have to see glimpses of something to give you hope for a future. The Jet quarterback, I don't see it. I mean, from what I'm hearing on people talking on TV and everywhere, it's not there. The Giant quarterback, I mean, I didn't watch it. I don't know, but they tend to not see it there either. So I really can't form an opinion on it, but from what I hear other people saying, it sounds like the two quarterbacks are not the future.
All right, well, we'll see what happens there.
And when's Judge going to get fired? if the guy in Texas got the axe already, he should certainly get it, and so should the guy in the Jets. The teams aren't even – they can't even compete.
It's a guy in Texas got fired because he had an altercation with you-know-who.
Yeah, Watt.
Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, anybody could say whatever they want about the season. It's this, it's that. Football's playing 16 games. They didn't want to ever have a preseason, yeah. So they didn't have it this year. How's that working out
That's
for
exactly
you?
That's exactly right.
And the Giants and the Jets they can't compete. So I mean, is it the players? Is it the coach? Is it the GM? Some decisions have to be made here. And because you're only four games into the season, is not say, well, give the guy a little more time. Get rid of him, get another guy in, and see if you can get something out of this team. Maybe the guy you're getting in is a lot better than the guy you have. The guy you have, you know you can't win with. Make the change.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Not much. I don't have a pick today because my contact didn't send me the forms until late overnight. So I don't have a pick for you guys today on the website.
That's okay. We do, but it's Thursday night. And that means what?
Oh, God.
Means you got to go to the kitty litter box.
I got to get a root canal?
You got to go to the kitty litter box.
Oh, boy. I got to clean it out, so.
Bucket.
Make sure I get a fresh dropping in there this morning. Oh, I know where the droppings were this morning. Who's playing?
The Buccaneers at the Bears.
Oh, we go further east coast because of where the excrement was. We'll go with Tampa.
That's what I was going to say.
Tampa and terrific Tom Brady.
Tampa and over Chicago. That's what I say as well. All right, Mike.
Well, get the hearses lined up. We have a lot of funerals tomorrow.
Crying towel.
You know what tomorrow is, right? It's a national holiday. It's the official Yankees get eliminated from the playoffs day.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow on that day.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.